Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Pamela Mann, everybody. Take me to the king. Take me to the king. Good morning. Good morning. This is FMFC, Global Prayer Warriors, and I am your servant host leader this morning, Apostle Dr. Rosalyn Overton. Just tuning in, you have tuned in to Commanding Your Morning Prayer. This is a time in which we cover the fifth prayer watch, and we get to go in before the throne of grace and command our day, command it to be that we want it to be, command it to be that of peace, command it to be that of joy, command it to be that of victory, so on and so forth. What are you commanding for your day on today? What do you want from your day? What do you want out of your day? How would you like to see your day played out? Well, that depends on you. You just need to be able to speak it with your tongue. Speak it with your mouth. And that's what we're speaking today. I'm excited that we are able to do this. I'm excited that God is so great and greatly to be praised, that we are able to come together and link our faith and worship him. And for that, I give him praise. Lord, I give you grace and honor and blessings. I say the highest praise to you this morning, which is hallelujah. And I just say that I love you, Lord Jesus. I love you, Lord Jesus. And today I want us to go before the throne of grace for a time of healing. I have a prayer for you all, and it's a prayer of healing. This is a dynamic woman of God. She is known throughout the earth, and I want us to receive her prayers on today. I want us to be victorious. I want us to be healed and whole. God wants us to be whole and healed. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers up out of us. He delivers us up out of them all. The devil is a lie. And so I want to release these prayers into the ether, over your lives, into your spirits. And so I want you to get excited, get ready, get tuned in, draw your minds in. Don't be moving about, but let these prayers rest over your spirit. God bless you on today.
I promise that you will place none of these diseases upon us. You are our healer. You are our deliverer. You are our way maker. You are our miracle worker. You said in Isaiah 53:5, but you were wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with your stripes we are healed. Father, we decree and declare, according to 3 John 1:2, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Father, I know you want me to be healthy. I know you want me to be happy. I know you want me to be healed. I know you want me to prosper. I know you want me to succeed. I know you want me to walk in optimum health. I know that you want me to live without pain, without hurt, without stress. I know that you want me to live disease-free, sickness-free, stress-free. And therefore, I decree and declare, according to your word, I am healthy and physically fit. Sickness and disease are far from me. By your stripes, I am healed. I am healed from every physical, physiological, biochemical, bioelectrical malfunction, from emotional wounds, psychological illness, from physical discomfort, from sickness and disease. I speak Jeremiah 17:14-15 over my life. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. But thou art my praise. Behold, they say unto me, Where is the word of the Lord? Let it come nigh. You sent your word to heal us from all of our diseases. Your word is nigh unto me this day. According to Psalm 107, verse 20, I declare that I am healed by the word of the Lord. I speak to every part of my body, be healed. Spirit of infirmity, loose your hold over my life and the life of my loved ones. Let the fountain of infirmity, affliction, discomfort, and pain dry up now. Let poison and toxins dry up out of every organ of my body now. Neutralize the negative effects of viruses and bacteria, drugs and medical treatment now. I decree and declare that any and all physiological, biochemical, hormonal, neurological, organic, systemic, cellular, or molecular damage sustained from stress, exhaustion, medication, pharmaceuticals, drugs, medical treatment, x-rays, chemo radiation therapy, monoclonal antibodies, etc. It is reversed now. I speak health and healing over my cells, my organs, and systems. I speak healing to my glands. I speak health and healing over my mind. I speak health and healing over my body. I speak that my brain is healed, my frontal lobe, my parietal lobe, my occipital lobe, my temporal lobe, the limbic system, the pituitary gland, thalamus, hypothalamus, amygdala, hippocampus, pons, medulla, brainstem, nervous system, corpus callosum, cerebrum, that they come under divine alignment, and you are functioning like God has ordained you to function. Father, I decree and declare that my mind is being healed. Heal my thought processes biochemically and bioelectrically. Let there be no misfiring between the left and right brain. I decree that there is perfect balance in my mind, my body, and my life. Heal me emotionally, psychologically, right down to my soul. Heal me of suppressed emotions, denial, anger, bitterness, rage, loneliness, feelings of isolation, fear, unbelief, doubt, confusion, distress, stress, sadness, depression, frustration, victimization, resentment, blame, abuse, misunderstanding, projection, suggestion, bad reports, evil reports, negativity, innuendos, hallelujah, that undermine my health and healing, hallelujah, reverse the atmosphere that I'm living in, remove the tension from out of my health, out of my environment, heal me of regret, revenge, unforgiveness, jealousy, envy, conflict, self-hatred, insecurity. Deliver me from the snare of venomous contamination, emotional blackmail, emotional attachment, a soul tie, malicious gossip, spirit of inheritance, toxic and noxic relationships, poisons of the mind, poison of my spirit, pain, discomfort, discouragement, fear of death, confusion, hemorrhaging, hemorrhaging of joy, hemorrhaging of peace, hemorrhaging of my finances. Hallelujah. Heal me, God, of hemorrhaging of natural and spiritual resources. Oh, God, heal me. Let there be no more deterioration, disorientation, disillusionment, depression, suicidal thoughts, feelings of isolation, loneliness, fatalism or fatality, railing, allegation or death. Free me from all negative emotions. I shall no longer hold bitterness or strife or falsehood or jealousy or slander or envy or defiance or offenses in my heart, in my soul, towards anyone. I release them. I let them go. I forgive them, Father, because I recognize all of the negative effects these emotions and these attitudes have had on my body. Today, I choose to let it go. I release offenses. I cannot fight this any longer. Father, I release you. Hallelujah. You are the God that roars on my behalf. And I release angels as well. I decree, I declare, according to Psalm 91, verse 1 to 16, you said in your word that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noise of pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and underneath his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night. I refute night fears in the name of Jesus, nor from the arrow that flies by day. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, nor from the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor from the destruction that wasteth at noon. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thy eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Near shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all of your ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under thy feet, because he has set his love upon thee. Therefore will I deliver thee. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Father, I decree and declare this entire, hallelujah, portion of scripture over my life. In addition to that, according to your word in Philippians 4:6-7, I speak to all anxiety, depression, neurosis, psychosis, fibromyalgia, to chronic pain syndromes, all bipolar, schizophrenic, and schizoid effect disorder, all obsessive thoughts, and all obsessive thinking. I decree and declare that I am healed from these things. Obsessive, compulsive, and post-traumatic stress disorder is loosed from my life, and I command their power to be broken from over my life in the name of Jesus. According to Hebrews 10:22, I draw near to you with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having my heart sprinkled from an evil conscience and my body washed with pure water. I speak divine healing and regression of all coronary artery disease and all cerebral vascular disease. The arteries of my heart, my brain, and major organs are now washed free of plaque and cholesterol. I am free from the risk of stroke, from the risk of hardening of the artery, from the risk of blindness. I am free from hypertension. I am free from renal failure. I am free from heart attack. I am free from angina and chronic chest pain. I speak supernatural victory over chronic infection, obesity, colds, flu, viruses, and declare healing over my body. I decree that I'm healed from meningitis, osteomyelitis, pelvic inflammatory disease, myositis, and all forms of endocarditis disease. I decree and declare, hallelujah, as I look to your word in Isaiah 54:17, which declares that no weapon formed against me will prosper. I decree and declare victory over all autoimmune disorder and speak healing to all forms of chronic cellulitis, myocarditis, uveitis, meningitis, optic neuritis, multiple sclerosis. I superimpose the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus over the law of sin and death, and decree and declare that I am healed of terminal cancer, of tumors, of AIDS, of seizure, of stroke, of Parkinson's disease, of multiple sclerosis, of ALS, of emphysema, of sickle cell disease. According to Psalm 118, verse 17, I shall not die, but live to declare your work. And Lord, as I rely solely upon you, I declare, according to 3 John 1 and 2, that above all things, I am prosperous, I am healthy, and I therefore speak divine healing over my body, over the cardiovascular system, over the neurological system, over the pulmonary system, over the gastrointestinal system, over the reproductive system, over my renal system, over my hematological system. I decree and declare that I am loosed from every infirmity, including deforming rheumatoid arthritis, degenerative osteoarthritis, osteoporosis, spine compression, fractures, slip discs, herniated discs, chronic neck and back pain, and that I am free to move freely in order to fulfill God's original purpose in my life. According to Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, and Luke 10, 19, you have given me dominion and power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. Therefore, I speak divine deliverance from every addiction, from narcotics to alcohol, and all forms of cocaine, all forms of heroin, hallucinogenics, and any form of drug addiction. I speak healing from chronic fatigue, from chronic depression, from chronic pain, from overeating, from excess drinking, from undereating, from compulsive, inappropriate, and extramarital activities that will make me compromise my health. And Father, help me to walk and just a discipline in every area of my life. And I'm crying out to you today because I need discipline. Help me to get myself together in Jesus' name. I come again, hallelujah, asking you to empower me, hallelujah, by your word, by your blood, and by the Holy Spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come against hunters of the night, those that await the right moment to strike at me. I come against night fear, night sweat, night terror, hallucinations, bad dreams, nightmares, heart palpitation, anxiety, fog sweats, restless leg syndrome, poor circulation, Charlie horses, tingling in my extremities, craving for drugs, craving for sugar, craving for food, craving for alcohol, come against lustful fantasies and thoughts, uncontrollable fighting, feeling of emptiness, feeling loneliness, suicidal thoughts, death wishes, bad wedding, hallelujah, from a weak bladder. Strengthen me, God, in the name of Jesus. Let me rest in you. Let my sleep be sweet. Rest me in your arms, dear Lord. Protect me. Comfort me. Help me. Give me my breakthrough. Give me my miracle. Give me my healing. Give me my freedom. I want to be set free. I decree and declare that every weapon formed against me is now impotent. Every word spoken contrary to your will over my life is null and void. It shall not take root, nor shall it come to pass. Every trap constructed, malfunctions, every diabolical contract is nullified. Remove the sentence of death from my life and the lives of my loved ones. Superimpose the spirit of life in Christ Jesus over the spirit of death. I veto, I reverse the curse within my spirit of death in my life. Father, let your creative and recreative power, like laser surgery, operate upon my body, operate upon my life. Let every compromised area receive healing now. Jehovah Rapha, let the power of your spirit enter into my bloodstream and cleanse my blood of all toxins. I command evil injections and infections to be ineffective. Let healing fires burn and destroy foreign substance floating around in my body. Uproot and destroy evil growth. Expel bacteria, hallelujah, that has intruded into my body. Release me from the spirit of infirmity, from sterility, from infertility. Father, in the name and by the blood of Christ, reverse the effects of demonic injections, hexes, spells, deposits placed in my food, in my vitamins, in my water, in my prescriptions. Reverse the effects of implants, hormones, pesticides, germs, GMOs, viruses, environments, and stress that cause addictions, cellular mutation, molecular abnormality, biochemical and bioelectrical malfunctions, disease proliferation, deformities, tumors, strokes, growths, fungus, seizures, heart attacks, handicaps, cancer, tumors, melanoma, lymphoma, leukemia, myeloma, sarcoma, carcinoma, all of the omas, in the name of Jesus, neuroblastoma, glioblastoma, meningioma, colon cancer, lung cancer, breast cancer, pancreatic cancer, prostate cancer, liver cancer, skin cancer, rectal cancer, head and neck cancer, thyroid cancer, germ and cell tumors, ovarian cancer, gastric cancer, uterine cancer. Eradicate the cancer from my body now in Jesus' name. I speak over my blood. Father, reverse the blood disorder, bladder infection, hematological challenges, immune deficiencies, compromisation, weakening or malfunctioning of the organ, disfigurement, inability, paralysis, dementia, lethargy, listlessness, labored breathing, tremors, anxiety attacks, sleep disorder, violent or disturbing dreams, nightmares, insomnia, confusion, disorientation, seizures, epileptic fits, migraine headaches, body aches, rashes, sores, gas, blisters, dryness, itchiness, scaling, psoriasis, hair loss, blotchiness, blotches, blood clots, angina, asthma, bronchitis, loss of teeth, bleeding, hemorrhaging, bruising, infection, rash, yeast infection, allergic reaction, allergies, muscular atrophy, weakness, dizziness, cluster headaches, migraine headaches, vascular headaches, tension headaches, spinal headaches, light sensitivity, high blood pressure, low blood sugar, spiking of blood sugar, low blood pressure, nausea, vomiting, fungus, ringworm, pink eye, fly eye, glaucoma, sinus infection, postnasal drip, decreased sense of smell, difficulty breathing, cysts, fibrosis, disease, breast pain, back pain, abnormal mammogram, chest pain, angina, cardiac catheterization, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, abnormal EKG, heart murmurs, valve prolapse, shortness of breath, asthma, sleep apnea, abnormal chest x-rays, heartburn, reflux acid, hiatal hernia, ulcers, renal failure, kidney dialysis, recurrent urinary infection, lupus, scleroderma, HIV, AIDS, arthritis, hypoma, bruising, excessive bleeding, blood clots, hepatitis, anemia, fibromyalgia, neck pain, joint pain, TMJ, excessive period, excessive bleeding, menopausal crisis, hormonal imbalance, bipolar disorder, depression, anxiety attack, body dysmorphic syndrome, malignant hyperthermia, adverse reaction to anesthesia, megarexia, anorexia, mucus, pus, abnormal discharge, bad sores, gangrene, callus, bunions, thorns, burns, muscle cramps, muscle aches, addiction, neonatal challenges, gerontological crisis, gynecological crisis, obstetric crises, sickle cell crises, stunted growth and development, deformity, non-responsiveness to treatment, resistance to therapy. Father, in the name of Jesus, let there be miracles. Replace ill health with optimum and vibrant health. Cleanse my body from toxic waste, from toxic thoughts, from cravings and emotions. Let there be a supernatural blood transfusion. Wash away the waste by the blood of the Lamb, which redeemed me from the curse of death and sickness and disease. Give my doctors and nurses and medical attendants the patience, the wisdom, the insight to know how to handle me and successfully treat this condition. I pray for a medical breakthrough. I pray that you would bless their loved ones, bless their family, bless their marriages, bless their practices, protect them from medical malpractice, protect them from lawsuits, grant my caregivers, grant them the gift of healing, grant them supernatural health, deliver them from fatigue and frustration, bring joy to their lives, bless the works of their hands, compensate them for their compassion and care. Father, bless my caregivers, remove fatigue, give them periods of great refreshing and restorative rest, remove their stress, let not their immune system be compromised as a result of their care for me. Keep them from catching colds, build their immune system, take care of their affairs, please, Lord. Give them friends and loved ones that care for them as they have cared for me. Remove financial hardships and burdens. Meet their every need in Jesus' name. Father, cleanse our mind from any toxic suggestions or projections or evil reports or bad reports or innuendos that cause worry, anxiety, fear, frustration, depression, distress, heaviness, sadness, or the spiking of blood pressure. Heal me from stress-related illness and post-traumatic stress disorder. Father, right now, I repent of all covenants and contracts that I have made knowingly or unknowingly that have created toxic soul ties. I repent for taking counsel from any other spirit other than your spirit and any other representative, hallelujah, that means me no good, that may have opened doors to any kind of evil activities. I decree and declare that my mind is fortified and resolute. My emotions are sound and stable. My faith is steadfast and unfaltering. The zeal of the Lord fills my soul and my spirit. I break demonic strongholds. I break satanic strongholds in the name of Jesus and decree that healed. Father, right now, I make this declaration over my life. I am blessed. I am blessed physiologically. I am blessed emotionally. I am blessed spiritually. I am blessed neuropsycho-immunologically. My mind, my body connection is blessed. I am blessed genetically. I am blessed psychologically, blessed biochemically, bioelectrically, neurologically, hormonally, organically, glandularly, gastrointestinally, pulmonarily, endocrinologically, gynecologically, psychologically, systemically, molecularly, cellularly, skeletally, anatomically, muscularly, hormonally, genetically, epigenetically, dermically, nutritionally, corporally, commercially, relationally, socially, financially, parentally, spiritually, organizationally, politically, interpersonally, personally, and behaviorally, I decree I am blessed. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I claim full and complete healing and declare sickness and disease is far from me. I overcome this by the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony in Jesus' name. I dismiss and disband my body, my mind, my soul from evil discouragement, from negative thoughts, images of death, from failure and sickness in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, hasten your promise to heal me of all of my afflictions and diseases. I cancel ungodly, malevolent delays in my healing and miracle. And right now, I thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Sickness today can have your way. The God is a healing running through my veins, and no matter what can steal my joy away. The God, you're the healing running through my veins. Jehovah Rapha is healing me.
Running through your veins? Do you feel the victory in your body? Do you feel that you're more than a conqueror in your soul? Come on now, you got to let this resonate in your spirit, man, that yes, you are healed, you are whole, you were born to be everything victorious that God preordained for you to be. That when the enemy comes in, like a flood, the Lord will lift up a standard against him. And you have to trust and believe that. You have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that no matter what your body might feel like, no matter what the doctors may say, that the word of God says that we are healed, we are whole. And we do not have to believe the doctor's report, because the Bible says, whose report do we believe? Well, I believe the report of the Lord. I believe the report of the Lord. So, saints of God, I hope and pray that you enjoyed that healing prayer and that you all turn that prayer on every day. Just log in to Blog Talk Radio and listen to it over and over and over again, because that constant speaking over your life, it will cause your body to come into the full alignment of the will of God. Amen. Amen. Listen, the next thing I want to say is that if you have a sense that you would like to donate to this ministry, please do so at FMFC P.O. Box 558-394 in Chicago, 60655. We just love you with the love of Jesus. God bless you, and I command your full weekend to be that of peace, to be that of joy, and to be that of victory.